Hi, this is Dragon's Breath Podcast, back with another podcast, and today we're going to be talking about post-Super Bowl. So, let's start off with, we all watched the Super Bowl, so Dylan, in all, what do you think about the game? Like, no details, just the game.
I think it was a really good game, how the Patriots came back from a 15-3, and how both kickers have missed field goals, and then hit pretty big ones at the end, too.
Yeah, I definitely think at the beginning of the game, they had some terrible tries at field goals. But I'm really, I love the Eagles, and I'm really excited that they held their own in there, because everyone, you know, the underdogs, whatever. But I was really happy that they won.
I thought that the game was, you couldn't really tell who was going to win in the game because the scores kept on going up and down. Eagles were ahead for a while, and then the Patriots came back 33-32, I believe. The Eagles ended up scoring. And there were many things that surprised me also, that Tom Brady got a sack. And
It wasn't a sack.
It was
fumble.
Like they hit the ball right out of his hand, and the Eagles got the ball. So I thought it was a pretty good game.
That probably would have been the game right there. Those little things were the difference between, you know, like winning the Super Bowl and not. Because if they could have easily got a touchdown, they could have been ahead of us by way too much to catch up. So I was so happy when we got that fumble, and I was actually nervous at the beginning of the game because Carson Wentz tearing his ACL before the Super Bowl was really kind of like, oh man, we might not win. But I was really impressed with Nick Foles' performance because he held it together and he led the team. So yeah,
I also think it was a good game. Like, yeah, in the beginning the Eagles were winning and the Patriots, it came back and the Eagles went forward 41-33 was the ending score. Yeah.
And like we all know, everyone's always like, you know, Tom Brady, he's the best.
He's the GOAT.
I think it was good for him to lose to, as they say, the underdogs, like their team that's like not the best, because it just showed him that he's not the best, because he's really proud, like on news shows and things. But I don't know, I'm just so glad that we won, and I think we had a really, really good game.
What do you guys think about that play that Nick Foles handed it off and then threw it to Nick Foles?
The announcer thought it was a surprising play. They didn't think it would work because they actually talked about at the end of the game how many trick plays there were in the game, and both teams attempted them, and only one time I believe it worked with that touchdown.
The Patriots actually did it before them, and Tom Brady almost had it. He hit it off the fingertips of him.
And then I remember that, and that happened, and then the announcers were making excuses because Tom Brady had recently injured his hand, right? And they're saying like, oh, he would have caught that if he didn't. No, that wouldn't have happened. That ball was not even...
The ball was over his head.
Yeah, he wouldn't have caught that. But I was so glad that Nick Foles caught that ball and was already in the touchdown zone. What did you guys think about the play? I forget who caught the ball, but Nick Foles threw the ball, right? And they were like reviewing this play forever. The guy jumped into the end zone, but he rolled over and the ball popped up. Even though he caught it back, they were like reviewing it, but they were like, technically, I mean, the guy took three steps, so it made him a runner, right?
And then he ran. I would say it would be a fumble.
The ball was already there, though. It had already been a touchdown by the time the ball went up. It was already...
I think it was Kendrick or Ajay or whatever. Ajay or Zach Ertz.
Yeah. I was actually really surprised now that you bring up that last name. Ajay Ajay had a beast game. Like, he had a really good game. What did you guys think about those commercials? They were pretty cool.
I liked the Odell Beckham and Eli Manning when they were dancing after that touchdown.
It was like the dirty dancing thing. I think that's what it was called.
At the end, Odell went up on Eli. Was like,
I really like Super Bowl commercials, but you can only watch them once or twice because it is like insanely expensive to get your commercial like
they
on
said
like,
it was like $5 million or something.
Yeah, it's like insanely expensive because it's only like a couple, like, you know, those big companies like Dunkin' Donuts had one, Bud Light, you know, all those companies, whatever.
Coke had one.
So all those huge companies had them, but not a lot of other companies could like afford it probably. So they kept playing the same commercials, and that was a little like tired anymore. I mean, I'm like, I don't want to see the same commercial.
It's interesting they brought up like the commercials, because many people like the commercials on the Super Bowl, and like if you look up videos like before the game on YouTube, or like sneak peek of Super Bowl 2018 commercials.
It's like,
so when they came on, I watched the video. Then when they came on, I already knew it was going to happen. So that was the problem.
What do you guys think about the halftime show from Justin Timberlake?
Oh yeah,
I think honestly, like Justin Timberlake is really good. I think it could have been like, there's got to be some time limit. It could have been a little longer.
Yeah, and he didn't sing as much. You could hear the music in the background singing.
Yeah,
because he was singing with the singers of the actual song.
But you couldn't really hear him.
They were all his songs.
Yeah,
well, he
didn't sing too loud.
Yeah, well, still, I heard a bunch of people saying how it wasn't good.
Mm-mm, I don't like it.
Well, I love it. I thought it was amazing how he brought out the mirrors and like all those dancing routines. I thought it was awesome. I don't get why everyone hates it.
I think it was more like a dance performance and then him singing.
I thought it was really good. My mom really liked it. My little sister started dancing along.
That's the time where, you know, you get up, you get a meatball sandwich, and you sit back down.
I had no snacks in my house during the whole game. So you're sitting there eating like crackers. We had nothing.
We actually went to Michaela's house. We had crackers and cheese and meatball and chili and all kinds of
off-topic
stuff.
Off-topic.
Anyway, well, there were plenty of cool things about the Super Bowl. I really enjoyed the game. Eagles have always been my favorite team, and to see them finally win is a great thing.
Imagine the Super Bowl, party in Philadelphia.
I did a pre-game like on Madden on my big brother's Xbox, and I played the Patriots against the Eagles in Super Bowl mode, and I won. I was the Eagles. It was like 70-51, but that never happened
in
real life.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, I was actually surprised to see. I really thought there were going to be more interceptions and penalties. Mm-hmm. But there was only like
the Harmon. He's from CR, which is around here, and he had the interception at the end of the game.
Yeah, but that was like, I think that was like just that one and the fumble with this. And also, I don't know how many penalties the Patriots got. I don't think they
said there's not a lot of penalties.
They didn't get any. I don't think they got any, but Eagles got three. I know that.
Because they had two in the beginning.
They had two in the beginning.
Well, they had a bunch because of like moving before.
False start.
Yeah.
They got.
The Patriots have one for false start. They had one.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's what I remember anyway.
The Eagles had two for false start, which was just frustrating. And it was also kind of frustrating to hear the announcer, like the one announcer, cheer on the Patriots.
He's like, they can still.
I don't think they should be able to.
And then they just keep on cheering.
I don't
the same
think
team.
They should like be allowed to have. I mean, obviously, you know,
they can have a favorite, but don't express it.
Yeah, don't. You shouldn't be allowed to express
like
your
Tony Romo.
Because there was like a minute 33 left in the game, right?
You should be allowed.
And then the announcer was like, "Oh, the Patriots can still come back if they intercept it, make the touchdown, go for the two point conversion."
Yeah.
And we're all like, "That's never gonna happen." Like, no.
That was a little.
You can never express your opinion, kids.
Hey, maybe they're just thinking about what happened last year, honestly, where they came back in the end. And so.
See, I'm not saying they shouldn't be proud, because I mean they've got five.
If they won, they were
one
a tie
Super Bowl under their belts. It's a big deal. That's a lot, and
it's okay if they lose.
Yeah, but I thought if Patriots won, I really thought Tom Brady was going to retire.
Yeah.
But he really wants to tie it up with the Steelers.
He said on like a press conference, why does everybody want me to retire?
I don't know, because you're the best QB in the league.
Well, him financially would still be fine if he quit, because like his wife, I think, is a supermodel or something. That's what I heard. So I think they would get enough money.
She makes twice as much as him.
Oh.
So, I mean, I think they're financially covered. I mean, just that she makes twice as much as him, besides the point that he's an NFL QB.
He's 40 years old.
Yeah, that has 5 Super Bowl rings. Go out to club, you know, wear all your rings. So, yeah, you know.
It would have been fine for both teams to win. Like I said, I won the Eagles, but if the Patriots won, they would have the same amount of record as like the Steelers.
Yeah.
And if the Eagles won, of course, they would have their first game won. So it'd be good for either team, really. No one wants to see the Patriots win again.
I mean,
no one.
I mean, like everyone, like I don't know why, but, like, it wasn't as big of a deal when the Steelers won, like, all these Super Bowls. Like, it was a big deal, but no one has really, like, I don't know why, but just, like, it's always bigger with the Patriots, you know? So but it's mostly because of Tom Brady, you know?
Yeah, people
Tom
have Brady's a thing against team, him.
And they're like, oh, some people are like, oh, he's the best, oh, he's too proud, and, I mean, he's really dead.
You can't call him, like, a one-hit wonder or anything, because he's good.
That team, without Tom Brady, maybe two Super Bowls. I don't know.
They have good players. It's not all about Tom Brady, but he is a very good player.
Yeah, last night, we didn't really see a lot of good defense. I mean, they left a lot of little patches open, but they were getting tighter towards the end of the game. But you could see that. I mean, everyone was getting tired.
After the game, like, in my neighborhood, we had firecrackers going off.
Yeah, everyone was,
and
like,
honking horns. It was, like,
people were, like, yeah, we had, like, little firework things in our neighborhood. And then this, like, guy that we know, he, like, ran out in the middle of the street and yelled, "Yeah, Eagles!" But it was, I can't imagine how it was down in Philly.
Oh, I know what it was like. I saw pictures online. Some people were climbing up telephone poles and they had to grease
That's what they do, yeah, because they actually, it's not just the Super Bowl they do that. After, like, wins of the Eagles, people in Philly, like, climb up poles, and they knew it was going to be huge if the Eagles won the Super Bowl, so they put, like, that grease on it. I mean, it didn't stop anybody.
The Eagles care. I mean, Philadelphia loves, like, when their team wins.
They're fans. I mean, if the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl, I mean, they have to get credit for fans. I think Eagles personally have the best fans, and I mean, in the whole NFL. I mean, they're crazy. Like, remember when they started a snowball fight in the middle of the field? I mean, that was amazing.
Okay, I kind of have a question. It isn't really about the game, but when, like, guys are watching football and stuff, do you guys actually, like, get up and scream when stuff happens?
That's the whole point.
That's what my big brother does. Luckily, he wasn't at my house. So does my uncle. Of course, he wasn't there. And I hope no one had to deal with either of them except my brother's girlfriend.
You get up and scream.
Because my brother was at his girlfriend's house.
After the game,
I can imagine what she had to witness.
Not even, like, a second after the game, all these people were, like, texting me on Instagram, like, "Yeah, we won. It was, like, it's so amazing.
I just stayed off my iPad because I knew I would have too many notifications.
Me and my little brother had a bet about who would win the Super Bowl. I said the Eagles would win. He said the Patriots.
My mom betted $100 on the game with some guy. I don't. All right, guys, so that's what we think about the Super Bowl. It was a great game. Let us know some of your thoughts about the game. Dragon at dragonsbreathpodcast.com, and you can email us there, and we have a website, and it'll be awesome. You guys just let us know your thoughts. So thank you, and bye.
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 Bye. Bye.